Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Samech Vav Din Hafsoka Bein Betzil in Atila. The halacha of interrupting between washing Tehillas Yadayim and cutting open the challah. Sif Aleph. Yesh Oimrim, there are those who say, She'ein Tzarech Lizor Mela Hafsik Bein Atila HaMoitzi. One need not be worried about a delay between washing his hands and HaMoitzi. V'yesh, others say, Tzarech Lizor, you have to be careful about that. V'toiv Lizor, it's good to be careful. The Ramah says, M'shok de'hilachof beis alma miku hefzik. If you delay long enough to walk 22 amis, that's already called a hefzik. Mishtabur Sefkan Aleph, She'ein Tzarech Lizor v'chol. The first opinion holds, there's no concern of a delay between the Tehillas Yadayim and HaMotzi. The Mada, meaning B'shas, when the Gemara says in Maseches Brochos, take of the Tehillas Yadayim Sudo, as soon as you wash your hands, you should have a meal. Svir lehu, they hold. Ha'neshlo yis asek bein tayim beize asek. That means you don't do some job in between. O maisa, or some other activity. Ash yisich daitu, that creates a hesachadas. O besicha harbe, or don't get into any lengthy conversation. The may of the hesachadas, that brings the hesachadas. For a film, even divetar, you shouldn't have a long conversation. But if you're sitting idle, you don't do anything. Even though there's a long delay, or I feel a masich matter. Even if you talk a little bit, ain lo chush, there's no concern. Since the table is set in front of him, then he plans on eating right away. Lo masich daito. It's not like he's distracted from the fact he washed his hands, and the fact that there's a delay is irrelevant. Sifkon beis v'yesh or other seishet sarach lizor. One has to be careful. Afilu b'shehil luchud kilekame. Even with a delay. Is a concern, as we will say. The Koloshkin Sholodabim in time, I feel a Sikh Muetis, certainly not to talk after an Alatia Sedayim, even a short little thing. Vafila Bidivet Torah, Chashav Hafsik Lidit Hu. According to their opinion, even talking to Vitera is an interruption. Vitzarach Lizohir, one should be careful. Levad may have Devarim Shem Litzarach Suda, with the exception of any talk that has to do with the meal, the Mutala Hafsik, the Kuliyam, everyone agrees that you can speak and interrupt with. Sifkan Gimel, V'tov Lizoher. The Mechaber concludes that it's good to be careful. Kasva Sforam B'Shem HaZor HaKadosh. The Sforam quote the Zor HaKadosh, Mitzvah L'Odom Sheyispal V'Chol Yom HaMezoinoi Kodem HaChila. It's a mitzvah for a person to daven daily on his food before he eats. V'Em Shochach L'Espal and Ach HaShanot HaYod V'Chila. And if he didn't say this tefillah until after he washed his hands to eat, so some say he could wash his hands and then still say the tefillah then. The choshev hafzik is not considered an interruption. Davi kitzas kitzerach suda, a little bit. It's like a necessity of the meal. V'yesh shenogel chatchila lomer mizmor Hashem ro'i bein atila motzi. Some people have a minig lechatchila to say the mizmor of Hashem ro'i between atila sidam and motzi. V'yosin nochem, but what's really proper, which is better than that, sheyomenu ach rechilas berachas motzi. Just say it after you said Hamotzi and had some bread. That's what the Rabbi quotes the name of Shlo. If the delay, the Rama says, is Kehilich Chaf Beis Am, that's already called a Hefsik. From the time you dry your hands to the Hamotzi. So that means, as long as you're drying your hands, the clock doesn't start yet. The clock starts when you finish drying your hands. The time it takes to walk 22 Amma. Shebashir's a nikra hafsik, I feel a beyoshibim kombo. That's called the hafsik, even if you're sitting in your place. If he's walking from his house to another house, Yeshimachmina feel a belichim wetis. Some say even a little distance is a problem. Umash meachroinim de beshalolit serch in lishos klab in time. It's implied from the achroinim that without a need, one should not delay at all. Elivarach hamotzi miyad achranigo, if he should say hamotzi immediately after drying his hands. Sivkan vav mikri hafsik. This delay of 22 amos is called a hefsik. For the mikri taker, it's not called immediate. If so, if you mash a pasuk and mechab according to the mechab's decision, the tov lizor lischayif netilo lesuda, that one should be careful to wash and then go straight to suda without delay, without interruption, without speaking. Yesh lizor gam milishus spend time shugazeh. So it's not only you shouldn't speak, but you shouldn't delay this amount of time. V'dan you should know the ikudin techifa hamuskar besimenze. The ikudin of doing takeif one after the other mentioned in this chapter, huak mitzvah chatchila. This is a mitzvah chatchila. al b'di'eved, but in the case of b'di'eved, afilu shah harbe, even if there was a very long delay, or hivsik bein time, or there was an actual interruption, maybe he spoke, ein tzorech lachsev li t'yad, there is no need to wash his hands again. Koshli yasich da'ita bein time shmei yasodav, as long as he didn't distract himself during that time. So even if a person spoke after washing his hands and drying his hands, it's wrong. But it would not mean that he has to wash his hands a second time. As long as he was not Masiach Das, so the washing he did originally is effective.